You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast, brought to you by Kurt Owen Ministries. For over 26 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. As a part of this ministry, Kurt Owen has assisted in starting many, many churches throughout the world. This includes a very powerful local church by the name of Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. For over 10 years, Pastor Terry Owen has been helping people throughout the area learn how to live miraculously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Every Wednesday and Sunday, Pastor Terry Owen brings a dynamic and powerful message at Real Life Church. Today, Pastor Terry will be showing us what the Bible says as to how we should deal with this coronavirus.
Right. Do you remember that one of the things that happened was Goliath was taunting the nation of Israel for day and night for 40 days? And they let that get down on the inside of them. And that's why we caution you to be very watchful of what you're allowing to get down on the inside of you. Because what you are allowing in is what you're going to think about. And the more that you think about it, the bigger it's going to get. The bigger it gets, the more consumed you will be with it. And the more consumed that you are with it, the less that you're relying on God. And so David didn't let that happen. He immediately stopped that from talking to him, and he turned his attention over to who he is. And so we're going to look at a few things in the Word tonight, and we don't want to lose track of the fact of who we are, the truth of who we are, because in every situation, in every circumstance, if we have accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, then we are children of God. And if we are children of God, then we are heirs. And we have an inheritance. And we don't take that lightly. And so in Philippians chapter 3, verse 1, in the New King James, Paul's just like this. He says, listen, for me to say these things to you, all right, first says, finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. For me to write the same things to you is not tedious, but for you it is safe. Or in other words, it's safety. And the way that I like to remind myself of this one is when, God bless, even if my mom is walking across the street with me now, she'll still tell me, hey, look both ways before you cross the street. Why does she do that? It does not seem tedious to her at all. Why does she do it? Because for me, it's safety. And so it doesn't matter how many times we hear the same thing over and over and over again. We need to get the good stuff, the word, down on the inside of us. So if the entire service sounds familiar to you, for you it's safety.
Hallelujah.
Right? And so we do need to hear the same things over and over. How many times did you have to hear your alphabet before you could sing it? Once?
No.
Twice?
No.
10 times. You had it down pat. No, over and over and over, right? Because repetition is how we learn. And so the same thing's true with the Word of God. When we see one scripture, we don't just get everything that there is to get out of a scripture the first time that we read it, or the 10th time, or the 100th time, or probably even the 1,000th time that we've seen it. So just allow revelation to continue to come to you, because I truly believe that where there's revelation, there's breakthrough. So we're going to look at, we're going to go to Philippians chapter 1 and verse 9. And we're going to look at this in the Amplified. It says, and this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more and extend to its fullest development in knowledge and all keen insight, that your love may display itself in greater depth of acquaintance and more comprehensive discernment, so that you may surely learn to sense what is vital and approve and prize what is excellent and of real value, recognizing the highest and the best and distinguishing the moral differences. and that you may be untainted and pure and unerring and blameless, so that with hearts sincere and certain and unsullied, you may approach the day of Christ, not stumbling nor causing others to stumble. May you abound in and be filled with the fruits of righteousness, of right standing with God and right doing, which come through Jesus Christ, the Anointed One, to the honor and praise of God, that his glory may be both manifested and recognized. Now, let's just look at this for a moment. So when we go back up to verse 9, Paul says, I'm praying this for you, that your love may abound yet more and more and extend to its fullest development in knowledge and keen insight. That means that your love may display itself in greater depth of acquaintance. Acquaintance of who? Acquaintance with Jesus. So the more that we have our love for God on display, it's going to affect the people around us, right? Because God loves people. And so our love is going to permeate the people who are around us, and the people around us are going to be affected by our love for God. Right? There's going to be a difference in us. And we talked about when the last service that I taught, I guess that was last Sunday, we talked about that God made a separation and he made a distinction between the Egyptians and the Israelites. And we saw that with the land of Goshen. The plagues just weren't even bothering the Israelites at all. And the Egyptians were covered with frogs. It was dark. There was light inside the Israelites' house, but nowhere else in the land of Egypt, right? And so we saw that there was a difference, and then there was an extremely big difference when it came to the Passover, right? And so God wanted to set his people apart. He wanted to make it evident of who his people are. And remember that Jesus said this. He said, "By this they will know that you are my disciples, the love that you have one for another." And so we have an opportunity to place the love of God on display for all the world to see, right? And how do we do that? Well, you know, it's amazing to me. I haven't heard any celebrities or athletes talking the last month or so. Silence. Isn't that amazing? So all of a sudden, the people who were idolized and, in an unfortunate real sense, worshiped and looked to and all this other stuff, they have no answers for anybody. But here's the thing. The people who are out there still on the front lines are the people who usually get the least amount of respect, right? They're the ones who we're looking to for help right now. The cashiers who are showing up to work to check you out so you can buy the supplies that you want. The truck drivers who are making sure supplies are getting where they need to go, manufacturing workers who are still showing up to work so that things can continue to be manufactured, right? These people who you know, are going to work day in, day out, and of course, we always are grateful for our law enforcement or our medical professionals and things. What we see now is that there's a shift, isn't there? Or at least there should be. And that we shouldn't go back and let the pendulum swing back to the other side where it's all about these entertainers and stuff, because entertainment isn't rescuing anybody right now. It's not. But what we do know is that we right now can go and be ministers to those people who are on the front lines. I mean, I can't tell you how many cashiers I'm like, you know, thank you so much. I know that you're, you know, having to work with people, especially I went into Walgreens for something and I'm like, I'm so sorry you're having to work with the sick people because they, you know, sick people are just, sometimes they're just grumpy, right? So not only are they dealing with grumpy people, but they're uncertain as to what they're sick with. And listen, you're in the pharmacy, you're just going to deal with whoever comes in, right? You can't say, no, you can't come in. And so, like these cashiers have just been so grateful that somebody's been nice to them. And listen, we need to be that light. If you're going to restaurants and you're getting takeout, be sure to be courteous and gracious to those people that are still showing up to work. You know, there's a lot going on, and our love can be on display, and it can demonstrate that we have a greater depth of acquaintance and more comprehensive discernment. Amen. It says, so that you may surely learn to sense what is vital and approve and prize what is excellent and of real value. I truly believe in my heart that this time can truly be a blessing to families. I believe that this time can be used to come together and to grow as a family, because the family unit has been under so much attack. And that if we will look at this as a blessing, not a burden, to be together and spend time together and fellowship together, that this can be a restoration of the family unit. And you know, the thing is that there's really nowhere to go. And so that means that people feel like they're trapped under the same roof right now. But we can be an encouragement and say, listen, you know, let's find creative things that we can do as a family so that we're enjoying each other's time, not going, I can't wait to get away from you. That's not God's heart, right? God's heart is to knit our hearts together. And so as this time is, we need to be an encouragement to others. Amen? First be an example and then an encouragement. And it says, recognizing the highest and the best and distinguishing the moral differences. And instead of spending all of our time on Netflix or social media or wherever else, let's spend our time getting to know Jesus more. I mean, I know that personally, I've been saying for a long time, when things slow down, ta-da, things have slowed down. And it doesn't have to be a bad thing. While all the rest of the world is in panic mode, we can be building ourselves up in the things of God so that we can continue to be a light. Because as darkness is trying to press in, light still repels darkness.
We know that you have received revelation knowledge from this message. We invite you to continue to listen to this message from Pastor Terry at the next regularly scheduled broadcast of Victory is Assured.
If I could have every head bowed, every eye closed. If you're in this place and you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, there isn't even milk being fed to you at this point. And if you want to grow up into the things of God, if you want to have deliverance, if you want to learn how to have a humble heart and cast all your cares, too many people are worrying. And I promise you, worry will send you to your grave. So if you've never accepted Jesus as your Lord, he can teach you how to cast all of your care upon him once and for all. He can teach you how to live a victorious life. And once you accept him as your Lord and Savior, you become a part of his family. And so if you're in this place or you're listening and watching on the internet and you would like to make Jesus the Lord of your life, if you'll raise your hand, it will be my honor and my privilege to pray with you this morning. Let's pray this prayer together. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for sending Jesus, your son, to die for my sins. I believe that you raised him from the dead. Jesus, I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord and you are my Savior. Holy Spirit, fill me to overflowing and teach me to walk according to God's word and God's way. In Jesus' name, amen.
All of us here at Real Life Church would like to remind you that what you hear makes the difference between success or failure. Pastor Terry Owen would like to personally invite you to come experience miraculous words of life in person at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Go to reallifepsl.com for the address, the directions, and service times. Real Life Church, the most loving church in the world where miracles happen every day. Real Life Church is an outreach ministry of Kurt Owen Ministries.
Thanks for joining us for Spring Prayer and Share. If you'd like to make a pledge or a donation, call 888-221-8990. Again, that's 888-221-8990.
Our spring prayer and share is alive and well. Call 888-221.